Planning for the growth around the state's second largest city has taken on a different form this summer. The whole picture changed when the Lexington City Council easily approved adding what could be, over time, 5,000 acres in urban county government-served areas. The Lexington Council vote on urban service expansion occurred back in June. That decision came as a surprise to some people on both the preservation and development sides. The last urban service boundary redrawing occurred in 1996, and now it's happening again.
This was considered the starting point, and from then on, the committee gets to kind of push and pull where they want to. This is just really a way to get us launched.
Okay.
That's Lexington Planning Director Jim Duncan commenting during this week's Urban Growth Management Master Plan Advisory Committee. He was responding to a question from Vice Mayor Dan Wu about future development mapping. The council asked the Planning Commission to have a future expansion plan done by December of next year. The commission then formed this Growth Management Advisory Group to make some recommendations. Lots of questions are raised during advisory panel meetings each week, like this one from Vice Mayor Wu.
Is there a way for us to know, you know, on some of this land or these parcels, like, are these landowners willing to sell? Are we going to identify a bunch of land that just gets sat on for another 20 years? Do we know which areas or which parcels people are eyeing for either sale or development?
Duncan said the answer is no, referring to the first expansion map in 1958, which still includes agricultural land use. He said that's the same case for the 1996 expansion. The Urban Growth Management Advisory Group includes government members, but also representatives of the building and equine industries, plus other community leaders. Todd Johnson is the Executive Vice President for the Building Industry Association of Central Kentucky. One of the maps displayed this week included floodplain areas in the potential new acreage. Johnson said that, in itself, is not a major barrier to residential development.
Really doesn't. We have to deal with floodplains everywhere we develop. We're used to that, and you know, there's not a development that's been done in Lexington in the last 20 years that hadn't to deal with some type of floodplain or another.
Another discussion point was the potential impact on rural settlements, such as African American hamlets in parts of Fayette County. Watching the advisory committee work is Brittany Rothmeyer, executive director of the Fayette Alliance. The Alliance mission is described as a nonprofit dedicated to achieving sustainable, equitable growth in Lexington, Fayette County through land use advocacy, education, and research. Rothmeyer says the 14-member advisory panel is limited in its scope. She says that will likely change when a consultant is brought on to develop a master plan for the area.
Later down the line, beginning in 2025, pursuant to the goals and objectives, when the council and the Planning Commission will consider a data-driven process. So I think it's really important to remember what this is focused on so far is pretty limited in criteria and factors.
The Fayette Alliance filed a lawsuit in the aftermath of the expansion vote by the City Council, asking for the court to intervene. Rothmeyer says unless an injunction comes, the work of the advisory group will continue. No hearing date is currently scheduled. Rothmeyer says the process is moving incredibly quick. Todd Johnson with the Builders Group agrees, saying it's a very fast pace, but that doesn't make it undoable. Serving on the Urban Growth Management Group is John Phillips with Darby Dan Horse Farm. Phillips says there are future costs related to development like education facilities, police and fire coverage, and mass transit. And he says horse farms could see direct impact.
You start putting large subdivisions, heavy traffic next to a horse farm, and suddenly it's much less desirable to be a horse farm, a much higher risk, and that sort of thing.
And Phillips said people don't come to Central Kentucky to look at suburbs, but horses and the farms they're on. Much of the focus so far has been on sewer service someday in the 2,700 to 5,000 acres. A recent sewer ability study lays out what might be involved to provide sanitary sewers in those areas. Water Quality Division Director Charlie Martin doesn't foresee a need for a third treatment plant, but additional pump stations would be a given. Keith Horn is serving in the restarted position of Urban County Government Planning Commissioner. He says all major roadway corridors are potential areas of expansion. But even when the council gets final maps at the end of next year, bulldozing will not begin right away.
There are probably two different questions. One is, when will the area be designated and available, which is very different from when developers might be actually able to go out and start developing.
And then there's the public comment piece of the puzzle. The growth management group is expected to take up mapping of five areas next week, but after a draft plan is developed, there will be opportunities for formal public comment at different stages before next December. I'm Stu Johnson.